Sonoma County supervisors formed their Southwest Santa Rosa Annexation Ad Hoc Committee last December. 9 months later, they have completed a memorandum of understanding with the City of Santa Rosa that will shape and guide the ongoing discussions toward an actual annexation agreement. That methodical pace is somewhat frustrating to Supervisor Shirley Zane.
We all have to do due diligence, and while the county may be paying upfront costs in terms of annexation, the city has to absorb into their budget the ongoing costs, so I can be very respectful of that. Nevertheless, personally, I'd like to see it go faster.
Yet, over the past year, the push to see the annexation finally happen has been bolstered by two key developments. The publication of the Portrait of Sonoma County, a detailed neighborhood-by-neighborhood demographic and economic profile, and the shooting death of Andy Lopez.
The crisis that our community experienced with the Andy Lopez shooting provided a lot of impetus for us to look at underserved areas and to say now it's time that we really look at these large islands in the Southwest and that we incorporate them. But the Portrait of Sonoma County, there's no doubt, turns a light onto the disparities that are seen in those large unincorporated islands in the southwest of Santa Rosa.
Supervisor Efren Carrillo, with Zane, the other member of that ad hoc committee, acknowledges that the issue has been under intermittent consideration for a very long time. But now he sees widespread support for it among Roseland's residents.
Historically, there had been resident resistance to annexation, and what we're hearing today is that that resistance has effectively mostly gone away, when we'll have to go through the process of engaging with the community and understanding where they are on this. But the resistance that was there prior is no longer.
The MOU, endorsed by the full board this week, was approved by the Santa Rosa City Council 2 months ago. Carrillo says they are proceeding on a timeline prepared by the city.
The city has provided kind of a 2-year time frame. We're hoping to get there as soon as we can, but we have to do it right. If we're going to get to full annexation of Roseland and then Southwest Santa Rosa, my hope is that we'll do it as soon as we can, but we need to ensure that we've got the proper mechanisms in place. The last thing I want to do is rush the process and not successfully get to annexation.
At the same time, it is widely accepted that the core issues still to be worked out involve costs. Who pays for what and when? Supervisor Zane.
Now that the political will is there for both the city and the county, it does become a budgetary issue. So, yes, it's very much about the dollars.
Mark Bramfitt, the newly hired executive director for LAFCO, the agency that must ultimately approve the annexation, says his body stands ready to do that just as soon as the details are finalized.
We're seeing positive movement by both sides, which I think is gratifying to everybody. And LAFCO's role is to monitor this, act as a liaison where appropriate. And I think from the commission standpoint, they're really looking forward to a positive proposal that everyone can support.
Three current members of the Santa Rosa City Council will be stepping down after November's election. That means three newcomers will need to get up to speed on the details of this process. Thus, the key fiscal questions will likely get tackled toward the middle of next year. Once that's done, the rest of the annexation could get finished comparatively quickly. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.